Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everybody doing on this freezing cold morning? It's freezing. It's freezing. It's freezing. I'm sure lots of you have snow. We're supposed to get snow later, Friday, Saturday time frame. Super excited about that. We've not had snow in several years. So hello, everybody. Coach Kathy will be here in just a moment. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A with us today. I will be here answering all of your questions. We are talking this week about Module 3 of the new No BS that just released at the end of the year. I went back through Module 3 again. I think this is my fourth or fifth time going back through it. We're going to be talking about, am I hungry? The hunger. Let's see. We have no snow yet. Oh God. Gosh. Good. My computer is freezing just a hair. So let's see. I hope Kathy gets up here because my computer is freezing. She may have to take over. I know I'm freezing. I am freezing. My surrounding is free. Oh, Kathy is here. Kathy, raise your hand. I'm going to pull you up in case it kicks me out of here. My computer is cold. I know. That's why. It's the wheel of death over here for me. I'm going to pull you up, Kathy, because you may have to talk because I do not know what in the hell. Yes. All right. Let's see if it pulls Kathy up the panel list. Hopefully my computer will warm up. All right, Google. First, though, I do have a couple of announcements. If you have been getting some emails about our group coaching, are going to be offering group coaching programs that start the week of January 20th. Our event that we had in Nashville. Hopefully my computer will get on board. It says my internet is unstable. Yes, I see that, computer. We are offering group coaching programs. So Kathy Hartman and Lizzie, our amazing coaches, offered a group coaching program at camp. It sold out so fast that we didn't even have a chance to offer it to y'all. So the bigger membership. So since so many people signed up so quickly and so many people did not have the opportunity to take the course, we are offering it to the membership. So what is it? I will tell you. So Lizzie's program is called Goals Mastery. That is the name of her program. It is, you set a goal and you work for it for 12 weeks. You just work with Lizzie. You have weekly, lessons. You've got a podcast. You've got access to her in Slack. You are able to work with her on a goal. So you can work on a weight loss goal. We have had people work on, just eating less, not necessarily weight loss. We've had people who have worked on movement goals. We have had people who've worked on career change goals. It does not have to be about weight loss. If you want to write a book, if you want to run a half marathon, if you want to just move more, we have got people doing all kinds of stuff in there. So that is what she is offering. Paula just signed up for Goals Mastery a second time. She signed up the first time and she's doing it again. I know, that's amazing. And then we also have got Calm and Confident with Kathy. So, and it really goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today, hunger. When you can tap into your emotions, it makes the doable hunger a lot easier. It makes it easier whenever you are tied into what exactly is going on. Now, we have got, you know, how to fill the hard stuff without eating with Kathy. We offer that call every single month, but there are some folks who want to really work with Kathy, dig in a little bit deeper. There are some concepts she teaches, like kind of like the next level of that sort of stuff in that program. But you also then have access to Kathy as you work through those things. Hers, there's not that many spots left in Kathy's. If you are interested in it, I suggest you go ahead and head on over that. Stress eating, why it happens, all of that sort of stuff. That's amazing. So there are some spots available. You can check out the website. There is a video that Kathy and Lizzie both made. There is all kinds of information about what you get when you sign up for the program, which is awesome. And then you can check it out over there. We've also added a special call tomorrow, Thursday, the 9th of January, where you can come on and ask questions to Kathy and Lizzie about their programs. If you're on the fence about that, it's at 4 Central tomorrow. Me and Kathy and Lizzie will be there talking about the programs. Check it out. It will be added to your call calendar inside the membership, and you will also get a Zoom reminder about it. So make sure that you check it out. So, but I will tell you, it ain't gonna last for long. These spots, there are 100 spots available for each program. So this is only for members, Mary. It's only for members. It's not for outside of the membership. You have got to be a member in order to participate in these group programs. So very excited about it. Very excited about it. Okay, let's talk about, am I hungry? So the thing that I love about this new version of No BS is that Corinne broke apart doable hunger. Because really, y'all, that is the key to weight loss. Am I hungry and have I had enough? But not only did she break it apart, we talk about what gets in the way of following doable hunger, which is, well, life, number one, all the questions that you have about being scared of hunger, about wanting to eat with your family and you're not hungry, about having like busy days and having to eat possibly before you're hungry, because you know you're going to be hungry before you can eat again. All of those questions that y'all have asked us, we have answered them and asked coaches. We've answered them in Facebook. As long as I've been a member, they were my same questions when I first joined No BS. We are going to go ahead and we answer them for you right there inside of the No BS weight loss course, which was not the case before. So I love it. The thing I love really the most is talking about that preemptive eating, because so many of y'all live busy lives. You've got meetings at work. You've got, you know, things that you've got to do. You've got to go to your kids' activities and do all that sort of stuff. And you're not hungry, but you know you're going to be hungry before you can eat again. How do you handle those situations? First of all, you go ahead and eat. That's what you do. If you've got a lot of meetings, like I do on a lot of days, sometimes my people eat lunch with me on my calls, on my meetings. I'm in a place where I can do that, but not everybody can do that. So you're going to have to go ahead and eat. Like Corinne says in No BS, we are none of us overweight because we thought about what does my body need right now and how can I take care of me? Because sometimes, you know, am I hungry, or the hunger cues, the hunger signals that you get don't work with your life. Sometimes you've got to make a decision in the moment about, do I need to go ahead and eat now? You look at your calendar. That's one thing I love about planning, because when you sit down and you think about your day, what you've got going on, it helps you make an informed decision about what do I need to do to honor my body today? And the other thing I love that she beats the drum on, it's a whisper of hunger, y'all. We are so used to waiting for starving. We are so scared. We're scared of hunger because we've never been able to listen to it before. Whenever we got hungry, we knew we were going to have to stay hungry. We knew that we couldn't eat because we were out of points, or, you know, we had already reached our carb limit. And we don't have to do that anymore. Hunger is just an indicator that your body is like, hey, I need a little bit of fuel right now. How about hooking me up? And then she also talks about that sometimes we don't hear the hunger signals as much because we've turned them off. We have been just shut them up for so long. They're like, fine, I won't tell you anymore. We just won't, since you know better, since your app knows better, I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. So when you start to really pay attention to what your hunger cues are, it's like, oh, she's going to start listening again. Well, I guess I'm going to start telling her again. And you'll start to notice those cues more and more and more. And if you are a person who goes from zero to hangry in about 5 seconds, nothing has gone wrong. And I'm going to tell you why. There are subtle cues that you've never paid attention to. I know you haven't, because I never did. It's that initial, like, not being able to focus, wanting to switch from task to task, kind of wandering aimlessly. That's before your body even sends you a signal. That's before your, you know, before you even notice that physical growl, emptiness, whatever. There are so many subtle cues along the way that we're going to start to pay attention to, and we're going to start to learn from. And that is when we're going to eat. We're not starving ourselves anymore, y'all. We're not doing that. If our bodies are like, hey, I think it's time for you to grab a bite to eat, that's when we're going to grab a bite to eat. It's not when our bodies are like, I think you're getting hungry. Shut up. I don't want to eat. I want to be good. I want to save my calories for later. No, I really think it's time for you to eat. No, not now. I'm out of points. Sorry about your bad luck, body. Until it is finally screaming at you and you are so hungry that you're screaming at your people. We're not going to do that anymore. We don't have to. We don't have to do that anymore. We can listen. And when our body says, I think it's time to eat, then we just feed it. Then we just feed it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I love this. Amy says she loses focus on her tasks and start thinking about everything but what I'm working on. Girl, same thing. And the other thing I really want y'all to really start to ask yourself, because so many of us emotionally eat, right? We eat for everything. And she does address, which I think is so important. A lot of times you think you're hungry. It's just checking in and saying, am I really hungry or is it something else? Like, is there something else going on? Am I stressed? Am I bored? Am I tired? It's not that you're denying yourself food, because sometimes the answer might be, yes, I am hungry, and you go ahead and eat. But sometimes it is just your body going, you're feeling a little anxious right now. Maybe you should eat. And just asking yourself, is it really hunger or could it be something else? And it might be hunger. Go ahead and eat. When in doubt, eat. If you're sitting around wondering and thinking and hemming and hawing, always err on the side of, I probably am a little bit hungry, especially if it's been a few hours since you ate. You might be getting a little bit hungry. And I talked about this last week too with water. Water goes hand in hand with hunger, y'all. Make sure you're getting your water in. If you want to make am I hungry easy, drink water. Because I promise you, if you're not getting your water, your body is going to say, I'm going to get it some way, because it cannot live without hydration. Your body will be like, fine, if you won't give me water, give me some food, because I know I can get a few drops of water out of that, and it will send up urges to eat. So make sure to make doable hunger easy, you are drinking your water. It goes hand in hand. They are like besties. They play off of each other and they're good friends. Let's see. Questions. Make sure. Oh, I got one question in the Q&A. I want to make sure I get all your all your questions. So if I listen to my hunger cues, I only eat about 700 calories a day. That isn't good either. So how do I handle that? Well, first of all, there will be days that you will eat less. If you're listening to your body, there are days that I don't eat much at all. 2 days ago though, y'all, I was starving. I was hungry. Something must have been going on in my body. I don't know how many, I don't count calories. I don't know how many calories it was, but probably if you're honoring your body and you're listening to your hunger cues, there will be days that you eat, you know, whatever the app would say, not as many calories because your body doesn't need it. Maybe you weren't doing very much, but there will be days that you're going to eat a good bit more and it's all going to even out in, at the end of the day. Because there are going to be days that you're not going to be hungry. And there are going to be days that you're going to be hungry, hungrier. And then the other thing too, Nancy, is you get into it. If you get into it, make sure that you're really paying attention to those subtle hunger cues. Make sure that that is exactly what you're doing. Because you do, you know, at first we don't always get it right. Hell, I don't get it right every day. I don't get it. I still don't always follow doable hunger. I'm pretty good at it, but there are some days I know what hunger is. Sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I don't, but make sure you start to pay attention to those subtle hunger cues. Susan says, I eat lunch around 12:30 and get home around 5:30. I'm learning to eat to enough should last 3 to 4 hours, but I can't do that. Is it okay to eat past enough at lunch to hold myself until dinner at 5:30? Here's what I would do, Susan, because this was me. When I first joined the No BS's, I worked in physical therapy. We had to eat with the old people around 11 o'clock. And then I did not get a break until I got off work at 5. That just didn't happen. So in my car on the way home every single day, I had some nuts because I was hungry when I got off work, but I wanted to also be hungry for dinner with my family. So I would eat some nuts, like a handful of nuts to just kind of knock the edge off of hunger. I didn't eat to enough, but I ate enough to get me some mileage so that I could make sure that I, you know, was still hungry for dinner. Try adding that in after you get off work, but before, you know, like in a break so that you can knock the edge off of hunger. I would try that first. You can intentionally eat a few bites over if you would like, but it's, as you're learning, am I hungry and have I had enough? I would almost rather you add in a snack so you can continue to really learn those cues and become a person who, you know, doesn't overeat intentionally like every day because it's probably happening Monday through Friday. See if that works. I would try that first. Let's see. Melissa says in the chat, because I think this happens a lot, I have been feeling a little hungry at bedtime. I have been just ignoring it and going to sleep, not sure what to do. I mean, that's a great option. If I'm a tad bit hungry, I'll go to sleep. If it's not interrupting your sleep, you can go to sleep. I don't sleep well. I wear the Aura ring, you know, like Corinne wears the Aura ring. If I eat at night, I don't get, my sleep is not as good. So I just choose not, I wouldn't eat that late, but it's really up to you. If you're starving, if you're hungry, go ahead and eat. If it doesn't interrupt your sleep, you can go ahead and eat, or you can say, I'm a little bit hungry, but I'm going to be okay. I can eat in the morning, whatever it is, and go on to bed. Kathy said, I know I ate over full over the holidays. Now I know I don't need food, but still feel hungry. But is it really hungry or just stomach stretch from the holidays, having a hard time determining this now? I don't necessarily, because you're talking about being able to eat more, but we're talking about hunger. So I would really check in with hunger. Like, you know, we're going to work on enough next week. Make sure you're getting some water in, Kathy, to really dial back into those hunger cues. Get your water in and then look at the clock. Like you're not going to eat by the clock, but a really good way to calm yourself down about hunger, or for me anyway, was to look at the clock. Girl, you just ate an hour ago. You're not hungry. I know it's something else. I might not know what it is, but I know it's not hunger. If it's been 4 hours, probably is a little bit of hunger. And you can go ahead and eat. But get that water in And then look at the clock as an indicator of, is this probably hunger? Could it be hunger? Or is there no way that this is probably hunger at all? And just check in that way to be another guide for you, just to see if maybe it is just your body sending up like, girl, we've been eating a lot. It was kind of fun. Let's do it some more. Nah, maybe not. And just see. Let's see. Can you address shame we might have when we have a more hungry day, especially during PMS when you really are hungry, but we're conditioned to feel shameful when we eat a lot? Okay, we're going to talk about this a minute. What are the thoughts you have? I shouldn't be eating this much. Probably. I'll get in your head, Anonymous. I'm never going to lose weight if I eat this much. I shouldn't be hungry right now. You're never going to get this if you keep eating this way. That is what is creating that feeling of shame. And you've got to be willing to start having the conversation with yourself. It is no, whenever you start to feel the shame, you're going to talk back to it. There is no shame in giving my body exactly what it's asking for. I just am feeling shameful right now because I am thinking these things. But here's the real truth. I'm learning to listen to my body. I have PMS right now. There are going to be days I'm more hungry, and this just happens to be one of those days. Think about if you had a child or a best friend or whatever, and they were like, they came to you and they're like, I know I should not, I have PMS and I'm always hungry and I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to listen to my body, but I'm just feeling like crap. I know I'm hungry, but I don't want to give myself anything to eat because I just feel so bad. What would you say to them in that moment? Exactly what would you say? You would probably say something like, it's normal to have days when you're hungrier, especially when you have PMS. You already know that. You're really trying to listen to your body. Maybe that means, you know, 31 days a month, every day. We don't want to not listen to our body when we got PMS. And when you have those conversations and you put on the hat of talking to somebody else, it makes the conversation a little bit better. But here's the thing. Those shame thoughts, because you've had them for so long, are probably still going to come up. It's being willing to talk back to them. They're not going to go away just because you've made a decision to eat when you're hungry. But then what will happen is the more you talk to them, the more you have the conversation with them, the quieter they'll get, the easier it'll be to turn them down, to turn them off sometimes. But it makes sense, right? That you would feel shame and you would have those thoughts about you shouldn't be doing this. You're never going to lose weight. Because probably what happened, if I had to guess, you've been on some bullshit diets for so long. You've had PMS. You've been hungry. And then you've been miserable. Being hungry all day, feeling like crap because you were out of points, you didn't have enough calories, whatever it was. So it makes sense that you would have those thoughts. Give yourself a little bit of compassion for having them. Know where they come from, but be willing to tell the other side of the story. Those habit thoughts are running the show. And it does not see the other side of the coin. It's time for you to flip over the coin and show yourself what's on the other side. And it will get better. The thoughts will get easier to turn down the more you do it. Let's see. Lori says, during the day, I don't feel hungry. I don't feel the cues. At supper, I eat with my family, regardless of how I feel. But by 8 p.m. bedtime, it's like the hungry monster lives inside me. I also know that emotions have a lot to do with how I feel, especially at night, but it's hard to find that balance. Lori, couple things for you. Number one, you're probably having more urges to eat in the evenings because you've always eaten in the evenings. So it makes sense that you would have more urges at night. A lot of times you get hungry at night because you have underfed yourself during the day. I think for you, Lori, you need to really tune in to those more subtle hunger cues. I am sure they are there. You can also start to eat just a little bit during the day and tell yourself, girl, I know you got to be hungry. You hadn't eaten since last night. Let's just have a small snack. Let your body know that you're ready to listen to it again. Just like Corinne talks about in this module, your body sometimes, when you've shut it down for so long, it's like, girl, if you're not going to listen to me, I ain't going to tell you anyway. I'm not going to tell you because you're not listening anyway. I'm not even going to bother sending the signal. So at sometimes you do have to almost just eat a little bit, be like, girl, you got to be hungry. Just see what happens. See if you can wake that part back up. It's not gone. It's not broken. It's just quiet. It's just a little quiet right now. That does not mean order a full pizza and go face down. It's like, you know what? I'm going to have a piece of fruit, or I'm going to have some yogurt, or I'm going to have a small salad, or I'm going to have a sandwich. It's the middle of the day. But make sure, too, that you're checking in with those other cues. Because it may not be a physical cue. You may be really looking for physical cues, because that's what we've always been told hunger is. I mean, it's hangry, right? It is starving. I'm ready to gnaw my own arm off. Snapping at people around you. Look in the quick start guide, we give you a list of like the more subtle hunger cues. We've had several people in here talk about some of their more subtle cues. Lose focus, do all that kind of stuff. So start paying attention there. Krista, I'm a teacher and have a scheduled time for lunch and generally have a protein shake for breakfast, but for dinner, the hunger cues are not always there unless it's extreme, which I know I have went too long. How do you handle this? It's kind of the same thing that we're talking about. If you've eaten lunch at your regular time and you're typically not hungry for dinner, make sure that you're looking for those subtle cues, because that's the key, y'all. And if it's been 6 or 7 hours, eat a little bit. Go ahead and eat a little bit. Don't y'all don't go crazy wild. Like I'm saying, MJ saying eat when I'm not having a hunger cue. That's not what I'm saying at all. But for some of you, those hunger cues are asleep. They're not really sending them up that fast to you anymore because you've ignored them for so long. If it's been 6 or 7 hours, have a little something. Let your body know that it can trust you. Go ahead and start sending me those hunger cues, because now I'm actually going to listen. I'm going to listen. It's building trust with yourself again. And if you know it's time to eat or it's been a really long time, have a little something. Let your body know, girl, we're going to work together this time. You and me. I'm not going to shut you down. I'm going to listen to you this time. I'm going to honor you this time. When you ask for food, I'm actually going to give it to you. You don't have to be quiet anymore. You can let me know what you need, and I'm going to have your back. That's the trust that has to be developed again with yourself and with hunger. Taylor said, I noticed that after I interact with my kids, like trying to wake up the teenager at 2 p.m., I literally feel hungry in my stomach as I'm walking away. I've not been eating anymore, but does this ever stop? You know what, Taylor? I wish I had an amazing answer for you. So Kathy knows this, but my daughter lives in Los Angeles. And she is about four streets over from the mandatory evacuation. And I've been hungry all day. Like literally, my body has said all day, you should just eat. You need to eat something. You need to eat. I know you're hungry. You should just go ahead. Won't you just sit here and watch the news and eat something? I did, in all honesty, because you know, I can't do nothing but be honest with y'all. Twice, I did get in the pistachios this morning. I've had 2 handfuls of pistachios. Not hungry. And I stopped myself after the handful, because I could have sat there and eaten the whole thing of them. And I'm like, you're frustrated because she's not evacuating like I want her to. You're scared for her. You're feeling some anxiety. That is why you're wanting to eat right now. And that is the same conversation you have to have, Taylor. You are just frustrated with that child. You're really not hungry. You've probably eaten out of frustration anger, sadness, happiness, whatever. Every emotion that you've had has probably been solved with food for so long. When you feel one of those emotions, your body is like, you should eat. I know what fixes this. We've done this for 30 years. You should have a snack. That'll make you feel better. And it's that urge. So does it ever stop? I will tell you, it has stopped for me with smaller emotions, but I'm feeling big emotion. I'm feeling pretty big emotion today. And so it has been a little bit more difficult today. I'm just loving on myself, giving myself a little bit of compassion, a little bit of grace. I know I'm not hungry. And I'm just talking to myself. I'm letting myself know you're not really hungry today. You just want to try to do something to change this feeling. And I have to remind myself, she's 27. I'm talking about her like she's 12. Sorry. I'm sorry about that. It's just big emotion. And that is why. And good for you for not eating. I ate, but good for you. I'm getting a handle on it though. I'm getting a handle on it. But yeah. But we don't always do it perfect, right? And Corinne does even talk about that with no BS. Like, if you notice you pick up food and you're not hungry, you can stop. And I've done that twice now. I've stopped myself twice now. So I've done that twice and I stopped myself. And she was like, count it as a win. It was just so funny today, like how things work out. Like, I always feel like, I still feel like this, right? Like, I still feel like Corinne is in my head. I still feel like every time I turn on a podcast or whatever, I always feel like she's giving me just what I need. Like the preacher at church sometimes on Sundays. And I was reviewing, of course, am I hungry again? Listen to it again this morning. And I was like, this is just what I needed again. Here she is. Here she is again in my head, giving me exactly what I need this morning. So, but yeah, it does get easier. It does get easier. And, but it's not always perfect, but there's that. So Gladys says, you mentioned saving calories for later is not listening to your body. I tend to want to save calories, love it, or skip meals when I'm going out to dinner. No, ma'am. Or to a party. This is one of my areas where I overeat. Girl, you know why? Because when you finally give yourself permission to eat, it's like, girl, you starved us all day long. We're going to get it all in now. When you're not honoring your hunger, you will notice that it is easier to overeat. What advice do you have to handle a day when I have an event or eating out? Eat when you're hungry and stop it enough. Eat when you're hungry and stop it enough. The only other thing, Gladys, I would offer to you is if you, like, I do this all the time, like all the time. If I know, like, let's say I have dinner reservation for 7 o'clock. I typically eat dinner around 5:30, maybe 6 at the latest. So here is what I do, Gladys. If I want to be hungry for my event or my dinner reservation or whatever it is, and I start to get hungry around 5 o'clock, again, I have a small snack, not to even get me all the way to enough, but to knock the edge off of hunger so I can make sure that I'm hungry when it comes time for my event. And that's exactly what I do. That's like the best piece of advice. Because when you eat when you're hungry, you don't always have to stop at enough. You can stop short of enough to ensure that you're hungry. Like, you can do that with your family at dinner. If you want to eat dinner with your family, if you have an event, if you have dinner reservations, like whatever it is, you can do that. You can make that work. Just knock the edge off of hunger to make sure that you are hungry when it is time for the event. Yeah. And we're not saving them up. That is, again, your body, that goes back to the whole premise of no BS. We are finally going to listen to our body. It tells us what it wants. And we do not need to set ourselves up to shut it down. We're not going to set ourselves up like, we'll listen to you sometimes, but whenever we got an event, you just gonna have to be quiet. And then your body's gonna be like, I thought we were listening to me. But when you are saving calories, I just want you to even think about the conversation that happens. It gets back into that good or bad mentality. So let's say you have an event and let yourself get super hungry for it, or you're going to save your calories or eat good all day so that you can eat bad tonight. I'm going to eat bad tonight. We don't want that good or bad mentality around food anymore. We are not good or sanctimonious if we starve ourselves anymore. And no BS, being good, if there is such a being good, is really paying attention and listening to your body. But counting ourselves as good or bad because we didn't eat, we didn't listen to our body, we didn't eat when we were hungry, that's not a normal relationship with food. That's not the relationship we want to have with food. You want to fuel your body. You want to give your body what it's asking for. And if it's hungry in the middle of the day, then we're going to go ahead and do that. We're just going to go ahead and do that. But this is so typical, right? Like, you all over that. Where it comes from, a small point calories, or and you had something coming up, hell yeah, you wanted to save them. You had to save them. That's how the whole thing was set up. If you wanted to be able to eat, you had to save it up. So it makes so much sense that that is what you want to do here as well, with hunger, with doable hunger. It makes so much sense. I'm so glad you asked that question. Amy, I have lunch at work. At one, and I started to grab a little snack sometime around 6. Perfect. Now, when I get home, I'm not really hungry, but if I stay up till 11, I'm hungry again. I don't want my body to think I'm starving it, but eating another snack feels wrong. I can't really find a time between 1:30 when lunch is over and bedtime to fit in a meal. Suggestions. I know I'm freezing. Hopefully you can still hear me. All right, so here we go. You're not hungry, but you stay up until 11. First of all, you might be getting hungry around 11 because you might just want to go to bed. So you may just be tired and ready to go to sleep. Because you eat six. I'm not really hungry. Yeah, you can add in a small snack if you want. You can just see what happens if you go to bed and you're a little bit hungry. But you can add in a small snack if you want to. But you don't need a meal either. You could just do a small snack. I am on Mounjaro, Linda says, and it clouds my hunger cues, making doable hunger confusing. Okay, this is very common with weight loss drugs. A lot of our members are on weight loss drugs. A lot of it too, for you, Linda, is going to be looking at the clock. A lot of our clients who've either had weight loss surgery or are taking weight loss drugs, you may just want to include some little snacks when it's been a good minute since you've eaten. But also look for those little cues, because with Mounjaro, from what I understand, I have several friends that are taking it now. A lot of them are noticing they are not getting those punch you in the gut kind of hunger cues. But I actually have two really, really good friends that are on it now. And I've talked to them about finding those subtle hunger cues, like the little bit less focus and stuff. And they are finding that that is very helpful for them. They are getting those smaller, more subtle hunger cues that they're not used to paying attention for. They're not really, even if they wait a long time to eat, they're not getting that like stomach growl or that super empty feeling. So look for those. And then also, like we've talked about before, offer yourself something, you know, protein forward, because I know you got to get your protein in, especially with you eating less, and see if that helps in the in between. Yeah, they're saying it's a challenge. They are there though. The subtle, the whispers. We're looking for the whispers. Let's see. Can you address what to do when you're on weight loss meds? Yes, I think I just did. So first of all, you do want to offer yourself something to eat, something small, something protein forward. You know, a couple times a day to try to wake up some of those subtle hunger cues and really pay attention to the subtlety of them. Teresa said, I've opened my mind to hunger cues. It's different every day. Just depends. Sometimes they are loud. Usually if I have not slept well, I have a more hungry day. Girl, that is exactly right. Sleep is the other unsung hero of am I hungry? Because what happens? You're looking for something to keep you awake. Your body is like, I know if we eat, we can get a little bit of energy. And so that's when you want to double down on water and really dial into those hunger cues and ask yourself, am I hungry or am I just tired? Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I'm looking for a pick-me-up. That would be one of those reasons that you're trying to eat when you're not actually hungry. Such a good question. Anonymous says, I need to ask this question anyway. Ask away, Anonymous. There are days when I can skip a meal, either breakfast or lunch, because I'm not hungry. Then later, my hunger seems to come out of nowhere and I could eat the walls. I haven't been able to track rhyme or reason and it doesn't happen consistently. Some days are just like that. Then I eat whatever is handy, not necessarily the meal I've planned. It's frustrating because it blows my plans out of the water. Corinne even talks about this some in the new No BS. So keep a snack with you. When I was first learning my cues, I felt a lot like this. Like sometimes I wasn't hungry and then sometimes it would just show up before I really was able to pick up on the subtlety of my clues. But I always had nuts in my car. You can keep a protein bar or something in your purse, write it on your plan so that you can still kind of honor your plan, eat something that supports your weight loss goal, but you just have something there if you do get hungry. Great question. Suzanne said, for the past few days, I've been feeling hunger more frequently, an empty feeling in my stomach. Sometimes it's just 2 hours after I ate. I even searched false hunger and asked coaches, other than thinking about would I eat a neutral food right now? Do you have any tips to determine if it's true hunger or not? And if not, do I just ignore it? Okay. Couple things really good for identifying hunger is what we call the on the clock method. So basically, if you think you might be hungry, drink a bottle of water and wait 15 or 20 minutes. If you're still hungry, go ahead and eat. Because you just said it's been the past couple of days, it could just be you're a day or two in that like hunger, more hungry cycle, which is totally fine. Totally fine if that's happening. Drink the water first, then ask yourself, am I still hungry? If you are, go ahead and eat. The other thing you can do is make sure that you are including carbs, fat, and protein in your, like, really look at what you're eating as well. You'll get in later on in the new No BS, you'll talk about healthifying foods. But Corinne even talks about this on the Am I Hungry module 3. But make sure that it's a food that's going to fuel you for a little bit longer. So look at that. Do the on the clock method and know sometimes you're going to be a little bit more hungry. I love your question though. Would I eat a stalk of broccoli? Would I eat a piece of celery? Or am I like hungry for some, you know, La Debbie, whatever it is? I love that question. That's a great question to ask yourself. Let's see. I'm baby stepping my way into following the four basics this week. I will focus on my hunger signals. Yes. How can I track my progress in a meaningful way without becoming overly focused on perfection? Love it. Love it. Love it. So on the website, nobswomen.com, on the No BS Weight Loss course page is the quick start guide. So we give you in there, we don't ask you to plan at the beginning and all that other kind of stuff. You're just going to go in there. At the end of the day, you'll write down what you ate and did you eat it when you were hungry and did you stop it enough? Great way to track your progress. So we give you something in there to look at, so you can go back and see if you're how you're doing on doable hunger. And then the other thing too is, I don't know how much of the new No BS program you've gotten into, but I think it's module two. We talk about perfection and consistency. So you want to really go back and listen, if you, or listen for the first time if you haven't already, that lesson on perfection versus consistency, which is amazing. Because here's the thing, Anonymous, you're not going to get it perfect. Hell, I just told y'all, I've already eaten twice this morning and I've not been hungry. There we are. Full transparency here at the No BS, right? I've already done it twice today. So here I am showing up for the rest of the day. I have some choices to make now. I've already not followed doable hunger twice. I can be consistent, ask myself, what do I need to do the rest of the day? How can I be more mindful of my hunger? First of all, I put them fucking pistachios away. I'll tell you that much. They're in a cabinet instead of sitting on my counter. I did that to help myself. So I did that. That was lovely. Cause I was like, girl, if they ain't sitting here, maybe you won't grab them every time you walk by. So I did that. And so I'm just going to keep going. I have another option. I could go say, fuck it. What sounds good right now? I already blew it. And just go off the rails the rest of the day. That's not going to happen because that's not who I want to be. And so look at that lesson, perfection versus consistency, because your girl MJ ain't perfect today. They're not perfect. Yes, I could be. We can be accountability for MJ. I could post at the end of the day. Yes, I could. Margaret says, I work in retail, so my schedule is not the same day to day and week to week. For example, yesterday I worked 3:30 to 9:15 and had to be back at the store today at 7:30 and worked to 7:30 tonight. Tomorrow I work 1 to 7. I usually do not follow any type of schedule and sleep till whenever, depending on my work schedule, and the same with the bedtime. Do you think my hunger and energy and everything else would benefit from me giving yourself a schedule to follow? 100% I do. As much as you can, right? Like as much as you can. You want to give yourself a schedule to follow. And then the other thing too is you want, Margaret, you're going to really look at your schedule whenever you're at work for these long shifts. And when you do have a break, if you're not hungry, look at the rest of the day and be like, do I need to go ahead and eat now, even though I'm not hungry? Because I know I'm not going to eat for another 3 or 4 hours. And I ate like 2 hours ago. And now I do actually have a break. Like, be really intentional with yourself in looking with your schedule when you're in the middle of your day, because you want to make sure that you aren't setting yourself up to overeat later because you let yourself go all day without eating, basically. You just want to be a little bit more intentional with following your doable hunger. Great question, though. If I want to do intermittent fasting and be hungry intentionally, what thoughts can I have so that I don't overeat when I break the fast? First of all, why do you want to do intermittent fasting? Number one. And then what do you want? Like, so you're talking about, you're planning on being hungry because your fast is going to be so long and then you're not going to listen to your body. Like, I want to know a little bit more about that. I'm trying to only eat every 3 to 4 hours, but some days I want every 2 hours. Does this mean I'm just not eating enough to get me to the 3 or 4 hours? It could be. Should I eat or should I just push through? I'm prone to migraines when I get over hungry. Perfect question. So first thing I would look at is, are you, well, there's two things you're going to look at. Number one, am I eating to enough? Because a lot of times, listen, how many of y'all have joined No BS and y'all got a fear of overeating? I did. I know I was scared to death I was going to blow past doable, like enough, you know, like I didn't want to overeat. That was like, I would be willing to give myself a little bit of grace if I ate when I wasn't hungry, but God bless, didn't want to overeat. So for me, it took me a while to find enough because I was undershooting it, because I was really worried about overeating. I did not want to overeat. So make sure that you are eating to enough and not just taking the edge off of hunger or, you know, just putting a little bit in your tank. So I would start with, if you know that you're hungry every 2 hours, I would take a couple more bites at the end of my meal. Like when you think I've had enough, this is enough. This is what enough feels like in my body. Eat two more bites. See how it feels. Try that first. Also look at what you're eating again. Make sure you're getting some proteins and some fats in there to get some mileage out of that meal. Especially if you know that you're not like, if it's a meal after you've really not had any protein or whatever, it really could be that you need to just include more proteins, but just get curious about it. Just get curious about it. And the other thing is too, if you get hungry, you get migraines. Well, then no, you should not push through. Let's figure out how to get a little bit more mileage out of your food, right? So a couple more bites when you think you're at your enough, like two more bites, see if that gets you more mileage, and then look at the quality of food that you're eating. Make sure you got some fats and some proteins in there. Karen fucking Brent, I have your question here. We love each other. Karen, I met her at camp. My sleep is totally jacked up. Working on it with a specialist. And I didn't realize until you mentioned it that I eat to wake up. Last night I was in bed for over 8 hours and I'm wanting a nap now. As soon as you said eat to stay awake, I wanted to reach for something. The power of suggestion. Suggestions on how to wake up without grab-assing or ingesting pure sugar. Yes. First of all, give yourself some breaks if you can. Just give yourself some rest. I know we can't always do that all the time, but anytime you can grab a nap or a break, grab it. Be selfish about it. Be selfish about it for right now while you are, you know, your sleep is being messed up. The other thing is calm your nervous system down a little bit, right? So give yourself, you know, all the tools from Kathy's, you know, monthly calls. Hand over your heart. You are just tired right now. You just want something, you know, for energy. You're thinking that this is going to help you stay awake. Let yourself know that you're on to yourself. You just ate, Karen. You're just tired right now. You can't really take a nap, but I'll give you some sleep as soon as I can. So that's what I would work on. I know I'm talking about, Kathy says I'm talking her language. I'm not necessarily the woo coach, but I'm learning from Kathy. I'm learning from Kathy. Create a little safety around that feeling of tired. Yes, Kathy. Jennifer says, I just moved into a different time zone. I'm getting up about 2 hours earlier so I can start work on the same time zone I moved from. Okay. I feel like I'm hungry all day long. I know I'm tired, but, eat so I can keep up my energy. That's exactly what we've been talking about. Probably a BS excuse. Yes. I drink 100 ounces of water a day and I'm getting 7+ hours of sleep, but I'm struggling. Yet you just got to adjust your clock, right? And it could be, Jennifer, right now you need a little bit more sleep. Could you go to bed a little bit earlier as your clock is adjusting? It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while your clock kind of adjusts because what you're experiencing in your time zone is different than what your body is feeling. Right? So you're probably working on your new time zone when you're not at work, but you're working on your work time zone, your old time zone. So you're going to have to figure out what works for you. And maybe it is, you're going to have to get more sleep right now. Because there are seasons, y'all, you can get, I mean, we've all been 20 and didn't need nary a bit of sleep. Nary a bit of sleep. And now we're 40, 50. And all of a sudden, we've got to, you know, get more sleep. You could just be in a season of sleep where right now you need a little bit more sleep, which is totally fine. Because the fact that you're noticing that you're really tired, that again is your body saying, girl, right now, I know you used to sleep 7 hours or 8 hours, but right now it's 9. If you want me to not be tired, you're going to have to give me just a tiny bit more. So that's what you're going to work on. I plan a snack, but don't eat it. If I plan a snack, but don't eat it, how do you mark that in the new planner? Is it a yes for ate when hungry and stopped at enough? Or do you cross it out completely and adjust the calculations? So if you didn't eat your snack, you honored your hunger. I just wouldn't even put it like, if you're planning it, if you're actually planning, like if you're at the stage where you're writing a plan, you just mark that as a celebration. I didn't include it. You just don't worry about it. If you are, and just, I would give it a check as I did honor hunger, right? Because you didn't eat because you weren't hungry. So if you want to do that with the habit tracker, you 100% can. And then just make a note and celebrate the shit out of it. If you planned it and didn't eat it because you just weren't hungry. So you can go ahead and include it. I probably would because, you know, I love a check mark. There's not much that gets me going like a good old check mark. It makes me happy sometimes. I love it. So I would do it. Let's see. I am very hungry right now, wanting to wait until this call is finished before I go make my lunch. Okay. I notice that my mind keeps wandering, hard to focus on the content, but the thoughts I'm wondering are all regret thoughts. Like, I wish I had a better mother. I'm wondering if my brain is trying to get me to comfort eat. If I'm ignoring my hunger cues, my body is now saying, okay, now I'll send her some shifty thoughts so she can eat to comfort herself. At least I'll get food. That could 100% be true, Julie. But here's the thing. Beauty of this call. You can go fix your lunch and listen to me at the same time. There's that. You can get a twofer. But the other thing is, Julie, there are times when you're not going to honor hunger. You can't because of life. Like right now you're on this call. Your body is saying, I'm actually a little bit hungry right now, even though I did have my two handfuls of pistachios, but I'm actually a little bit hungry right now. I'm not honoring it. I'm not going to get up and walk out on y'all and go fix me my lunch. Go heat my lunch up. There are times whenever you're at a doctor's appointment and you are starving and you get really hungry and you can't eat. There are times that life will happen, but you're going to honor it as much as you can. And when you are somewhere where you can eat, for a lot of teachers and all that other kind of stuff, they can't just stop their class and go eat when they get hungry. But it is recognizing, I hear you. I'm going to honor you as many times as I can. I'm going to do my dead level best. But right now, it's not, I can't eat. And then as soon as this call is over in about 3 or 4 minutes, you'll go get something to eat. Because life does happen. Things happen. Meetings happen. Kids get sick. Just life, doctor's appointments, colonoscopies happen when we're not going to be able to eat more hungry. And we just drink some water. We remind ourselves that we're going to be okay. It's just not the time to eat right now. I got you in a minute. And that's okay. And it could be your body is like, usually you eat, Julie, when I tell you to. Here, let me give you some, here's some shitty thoughts that I typically send up that drive you to the kitchen. Let me see if this works. But you can take me with you. I will go eat lunch with you. I'll eat lunch with you, Julie. I'll be in the kitchen with you while you fix your lunch. I don't mind. Sue says, when I'm reviewing my meal, sometimes I don't know whether I stopped it enough and I'm not always certain I was hungry. What do I do with check boxes? There's no not sure. I'm in a learning curve. We all are, Sue. Perfect. Take a guess. Best guess. If you're like 80% sure you were hungry, mark it. If you're, you know, 80% sure you stopped it enough, mark it. And as you're in a learning curve, a good thing for you is, Sue, you might want to try this. I don't know if you're like a deep dive diva and you like to data and all that other stuff, I would write down my cue too. I was hungry, felt stomach growl. Mark, I was hungry, like no focus, whatever it is. And then enough, it's like I had a sigh. I started looking for the best bite. Then you can, as you're filling it out and guessing your way through, you're also figuring out what your actual cues are. You have a list of your very own. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. I'm so glad you asked that question because I just came up with a good idea. All right, y'all. Check out the group coaching programs. And if you've got any questions, you can email us at support@pmptribe.com. Kathy loves answering y'all's questions. And then we have that special call tomorrow for you. Any tips on figuring out hunger versus indigestion? You know that burning sensation when you are hungry? You probably are waiting too long. And you also get that issue with indigestion caused by hiatal hernia. If you've got a hiatal hernia, I'm sure you've talked to your doctor about, like, things to kind of combat that indigestion issue, coffee and tomato crap and whatever. But yeah, make sure that you're really looking for those subtle cues. You're probably waiting a little too long if you're getting that indigestion. Let's see. Terry says, I've been eating on and off during the call. I love that. I ate half my breakfast and I realized I was still hungry about 5 minutes later. So I had a few more bites. That's exactly how you do it. Girl, that's awesome. I've actually finished my breakfast waiting for hunger between bites. I love that. I love that. So good. And it just proves, Terry, that you can get your learn on a call and pay attention there and still check in with yourself. It's not an either or. I love that so much. And look, it didn't even mess the call up. Like, you got everything you needed out of it. Didn't bother me a bit. You figuring out doable hunger and ate your breakfast while you were here. Dang. That's a lot of wins for 1 hour right there. All right, y'all. I will see y'all in the Facebook groups. Let me know if y'all need anything. Let Kathy know if you want to talk about the groups or Lizzie. Just email support. Check out the page. Hop on the call with us tomorrow, and I will see y'all later. Y'all have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, y'all.